Park City Board of Realtors President Sheila Hall has a goal this year to increase membership engagement with the board. She said Park City is not a volatile real estate market and homes remain affordable.
While our prices might be a little bit slightly higher than that previous record, it's been a sustainable increase coming out of the recession. Nothing crazy, no big increases. And, you know, there's definitely no markets that have that. So, interest rates definitely make things much more affordable than the pricing was 10 years ago. So we are not seeing subprime lending currently. Believe it or not, it's still an affordable market. And when you have the right real estate agent that can help you understand that even though the sales price is higher, maybe you don't negotiate on the price of the home so much as you negotiate on a credit to buy down points on your mortgage to make your monthly payment more affordable.
Inventory is higher compared to sales, and she said Park City typically follows the national market trends. However, it is usually a couple years behind the coastal markets.
The National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yun is predicting just a slight still increase in the real estate market in the next 3 years. While it's not going to be as much of an increase as the coastal markets have seen, he's still predicting increasing pricing, taking it down a notch to like 2 to 3% increases.
Affordability is an issue for many who work in Park City and want to live here. Hall said realtors are more interested in the client relationships than the commission leverage on expensive homes.
And I don't believe that any of the professionals in this association goes after the number. They go after the relationship with the clients, and we want to help our clients achieve their goals. So it's not about the sales price, and we are definitely not motivated to try to get the sales prices up, but we also can't control it. It is not our market to have any influence over the pricing. We just with outside of our control, period.
Hall said the year-end statistics show just one picture of what is currently selling.
The average prices and the median prices that are posted, those are the houses that are selling right now. It doesn't mean that every home is worth that, right? And that's your only option to buy a home in this community. I mean, we still have $100,000 condos in Prospector. It's not that those things have changed that much. So it's not the best option. It's not a single family home, but not every home is worth $2 million.
Lot sales and new construction is more robust than resale properties. Limited lot availability in Park City drives the price of land higher.
Our stats last year do show an increase in vacant land sales, and that does reflect the softening of the resale homes. Consumers are just wanting new product. So they're willing to buy the land and try to go through that process of finding the builder and building what they want, which is, it's a painful process, but that's more appealing to some people than buying an existing home.
That's Park City Board of Realtors President Sheila Hall. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.